America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. All right, there you are. You're driving, the family's in the car with you. You've decided to just take a road trip this summer. So you leave home and you've got thousands of miles ahead of you before you get to your destination. But there it is, this giant ball of string. Or there it is, this huge ball of wax. It's the biggest one in the world. So you stop by and you want to see it. You take pictures and you realize, why are we spending thousands of dollars at a theme park when we can spend $2 and look at the world's biggest crayon instead? These are some of the best roadside attractions in America. Whether it's to save a few bucks or because they just prefer the feel of taking a drive, most folks will reach a vacation spot by car at least once this summer, according to a summer travel survey by Bridgestone Americas. 89% of Americans take summer road trips. While a few hours might be perfectly enjoyable, anything much longer can start to get dull, and parts of you start to get quite numb. Taking breaks at rest areas and gas stations, oh, that's always interesting, to stretch your legs might help, but there's not really much to do other than to stroll for a few minutes before getting back to the trip. Make the journey a lot more enjoyable by seeking out some unique roadside attractions. Here we go, some of the best roadside attractions across these 50 states. The first one, Lucy the Elephant, Margate, New Jersey. Named one of the top U.S. roadside attractions by National Geographic, Lucy is a sight worth seeing if you find yourself driving around New Jersey. All right, here we go. Cautionary little point here. If you're in the New York area, don't think it's a hop, skip, and a jump to Lucy. Lucy is 2.5 hours to the south of New York City. The 65-foot creature is more than just one of those stops where you can get out and gawk for a while. It's actually a building. The structure was completed in 1881 under the direction of James Lafferty Jr., who was looking for a way to draw more people to the area. Tours run every 30 minutes, cost only $4 for kids, $8 for adults. It's a little steep if you ask me, but it's a fun stop for anyone, and this one is particularly great for those traveling with kids. The next one, the smallest town in America, known as Findeli Town in Buford, Wyoming. There are small towns, and then there's this town, with a population of one. Findeli Town in Buford, Wyoming, consists of nothing more than a house, a gas station, and a post office. The Daily Beast reported the town, originally Buford, was sold by owner and resident Don Sammons in 2012 for $900,000. The new owner, entrepreneur Fimdan Huynh, thought it would be an interesting way to expand a coffee business. Though Huynh doesn't live there, the population sign is still accurate thanks to an on-site caretaker. Coffee lovers, this is definitely your ideal roadside attraction. The next one, these are some of the best roadside attractions in America. The largest ball of paint, Alexandria, Indiana. Plenty of off-the-beaten-path places like to draw visitors with the world's largest whatever mantra. This one, though, might be one of the most bizarre. Travel and Leisure even named the monstrous concoction one of the strangest roadside stops in America. It all started when Michael Carmichael accidentally dropped a baseball in a bucket of paint. He decided to roll with it. It's an old Steve Winwood song as well, and proceeded to add another coat every day for 1,000 days in a row before he sold it. Michael had a lot of time on his hands. Interestingly, this is a separate creation that Carmichael started after he found himself itching to do it again. Don't you think that's one of those things in life? You do it once and you move on. You don't go back to it, except for Michael Carmichael. He and his family try to paint it as often as possible these days. That's one I think I could miss. The next one, the Beer Can House in Houston, Texas. This attraction is exactly what it sounds like, except that it includes some bottles as well. John Milkovich started his project back in 1968 when he grew tired of constantly having to mow the yard. It began as inlaid rocks and metal pieces, but once his attention turned to the house, Milkovich switched over to beer cans. Though both Milkovich and his wife have since passed, a local nonprofit purchased the property and ensures it stays in top form. The Huffington Post reported that Milkovich was able to accumulate enough cans for his project by drinking a six-pack every day for 20 years. So you become obsessed with beer. You become an alcoholic, but no, it's for the good of the attraction, honey. Admission is just $5, and you can stop by for a visit from noon to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. A little surprised it's not a 24/7 operation. Just remember that you'll have to go elsewhere to actually drink some beer. You can't drink beer at the beer can house? That's a little strange. The next one, Ben and Jerry's Flavor Graveyard in Waterbury, Vermont. Named one of the kitschiest roadside attractions in America by Travel and Leisure, the Ben & Jerry's Flavor Graveyard is a fun way to recall some of your favorite flavors that have been discontinued. This attraction is part of the larger factory tour that's $4 or less depending upon your age. You can learn about the manufacturing process, but the best part might be visiting the Scoop Shop for some decadent ice cream creations. Are you into that whole Ben & Jerry's thing? To me, it gets a little political, and you know what? I've had enough of the crazy titles for the ice cream. Some of the flavors are good. Some of them, it's like, really? What's the big deal? There are some Ben & Jerry's shops in vacation areas. I was in one in Cape May, New Jersey. I was in another one, Hyannis, Massachusetts. $7 for a cup of ice cream? Next, the Corn Palace. Who wouldn't want to go see a corn palace? This one is in Mitchell, South Dakota. Ancient Greek mosaics might be made out of tiny bits of glass, but folks in South Dakota have managed to get roughly the same effect using corn. ABC News names this palace one of the best stops for car trips thanks to the massive murals constructed from the grain. According to the stop's website, the building draws about 500,000 visitors each year. And good news, if you normally make the drive through the area, the murals are different every year. I would imagine a corn palace could get kind of stale after a while. If you're one of the locals, the novelty of having a corn palace in town would, I would imagine, rub off in about 15 minutes. So you need something to keep it new and fresh, thus the new murals. Again, these are the most interesting roadside attractions in America. The next one, the Pee Wee Golf and Arcade in Guerneville, California. When you're tired of sampling different wines around Napa, you can head about an hour west for something completely different with this miniature golf course. Miniature doesn't quite do it justice, though, because this course features 35 holes and plenty of concrete creations. Fodor's picked this stop as one of the best roadside attractions in America as a fun contrast to the upscale wine regions nearby. You can also rent bikes if you've been crunched in the car for so long that you're dying to get some exercise. 35 holes of miniature golf? How much can you take? Let me paint the picture. Maybe you're a parent. Maybe you're the dad. Let's bond. Here we go. Your kids want to go play miniature golf. So you head out. It's 92 degrees, blazing sunshine. And all of a sudden, the family in front of you, they're not very good. It takes a long time. And you know they're only allowed 5-6 shots per hole. They're taking 22 because they don't want to upset the little girl. And in front of them, a bunch of abject moron teenagers that are messing around, throwing the clubs, pushing each other into the water hazards. It's a nightmare. How many holes can you take in a situation like that? After 3, I've had it and I want to go, but I just put this glazed smile on my face so I don't disappoint my son. That's the Pee Wee Golf and Arcade, folks, in Guerneville, California. Enjoy those 35 holes. The next one, here's a good one, the Nuclear Waste Trail and Adventure Museum in Weldon Spring, Missouri. Once a site used to manufacture explosives, nothing says family closeness for more than just going to a former explosives manufacturing site, does it? This quarry was placed on the National Priorities List by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in 87 because of the threat to groundwater contamination from leftover hazardous waste. According to the Weldon Spring site's fact sheet, the remaining waste after cleanup was entombed in a 75-foot-tall disposal cell. Now it's open to the public to come check out some stunning views. Thrillist picked this location as their favorite spot to stop along the road to Missouri, so it's probably worth a visit. Look, Mommy, my Barbie is glowing. I think I'll pass this one. No. The next one, the Grotto of the Redemption, West Bend, Iowa. If you had a rock collection growing up, then you'll appreciate the sheer size of this structure made out of all sorts of stones and geodes. Father Paul Matthias Daberstein fell seriously ill with pneumonia, and he promised to build a shrine to the Virgin Mary if he should ever get better. After a full recovery, finishing his studies and moving to West Bend, Iowa, Father Daberstein, there's something wrong there, but anyway, set to work creating what is now the largest man-made grotto in the world. Though the site is religious in nature, Time said you don't have to be spiritual to enjoy the structure. The story went on to say that the collection of stones is valued at $4 million. So there you go. Wow. There are a couple of interesting ones near my neck of the woods. If you're on Route 78 between Philadelphia, well, it doesn't actually go to Philadelphia, from New Jersey out to the area of Hershey or Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, there is something called Roadside America. It's been there since the early 60s. It is a train layout. It's kitschy, it's fun, it's neat. There are also tons of caverns all over the place. If you ever get a chance to go to one of the caverns, those are fun. And anywhere there, where there are mountains, you'll find a cavern. But beware, there's usually a huge climb down and a huge climb up. And once you get down there, it's not a good time to realize you may be claustrophobic. So if you don't mind climbs on stairs, and if you're not claustrophobic, that is very neat, and the kids would love that. So wherever you're going to go across these 50 nifty United States, stop, smell the roses. There are a lot of interesting places to look at and to see that don't cost hundreds of dollars to go to as well. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.